Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Good to see each and every one of you this evening. Hope you've had a wonderful day. Let's all get ready for church and just turn all of our attention onto the Lord this evening. If you don't mind, let's stand, those that can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. There are a lot of prayer requests, a lot of needs, as has been spoken so many times, even text blast those in the prayer box and the other situations. If you have a prayer request this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. Each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, for this opportunity we have to come into your house and to come together in your house in your name, Lord. Lord, we just thank you again for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to lift you up. We want to honor you. Dear Lord, as we open this service, dear Lord, may you just fill us with your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, let the Holy Ghost have a free reign amongst each and every one of us, dear Lord. Lord, we just love you. Lord, we just want to thank you, dear Lord, for this day and each and every opportunity we have to praise and worship you. Dear Lord, now as we come together, dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised, dear Lord. You know the depths of our hearts. You know each and every prayer request and each and every need, even before we speak it. And, dear Lord, we're lifting every situation up to you. Lord, we thank you for the healings. We thank you for protection. Lord, for provisions. Dear Lord, we just ask you to continue to put families back together again. Lord, we pray for the lost, those sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us this evening, dear Lord, for whatever reason. And also, dear Lord, we just want to worship you. Lord, now as we open up this service, dear Lord, take charge. Dear Lord, it's all yours. It always has been. It always will be. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn in your hymnal, page 390. There's power in the blood. I need y'all to sing out and help me. Praise the Lord.
Wider than snow, there's power in the blood, power.
I got a few announcements to go over this evening. He's given another one. We'll get these, and then we'll go ahead and take up the evening offering. Don't want to stop the flow of the Lord. Continue to pray and for our service and all this that's going forward this evening, and for each and every ministry that's going forth and all the activities. Got one that we didn't mention this morning. On December 11th, don't forget that evening at 6 p.m. service, we're having our community service, joining with the other churches. It'll start here that evening at 6 p.m. It's a wonderful time, wonderful opportunity to worship the Lord. Message comes forth, and we get a chance just to praise God. And also the offering, special love offering, will be taken up that night. And it's for Shop with the Cop, like we did last year. It's a wonderful ministry. It's a great time. So invite somebody. Let's try to fill the house that night. It's December 11th. At 6 p.m. And also, the drama presentation, as they're getting ready for the Christmas pageant that'll be put on, they're asking if anyone has any envelopes, any type, size, colors, just bring them in. They're going to use them as one of the props and use them for the presentation that night. So if you have any you'd like to bring them in, please bring them in and let Miss Jennifer know, or they'll have a place for them up front that you can put them so we can bring those in. And she said any size, any color, any way. Also, get ready. Brother Jim is set up for on December 3rd, we'll go Christmas caroling. For those of you, it's a Saturday the 3rd that haven't done it. It's a wonderful time. We're going to go to Ashbrook and then over to the new facility. Then we're going to meet over there about 9:45 a.m. that morning, and we'll have an opportunity to go to two locations. So the kids will come, and also for the adults, anyone that like to come. It's a wonderful ministry, a wonderful time just to share God's Word. And also, if you have any questions, also the Amazing Gracers are getting started back up again, and then Miss Karen McCoy has got it set up for December 11th, also that day, and it's going to be after the morning service, correct? Absolutely. If you get with her, we have more information, and I'll have more, take time as we get move on from a few more. And also the Ida Bell Ladies Christmas Party, this tea party. It's December 10th. That's a busy weekend. From 11:30 till 1:30 p.m., and all ladies are invited. She's asking if you'll RSVP to her or Sister Denise. And just says, let us all praise the Lord together. It's a wonderful season. One more. This was given to Brother Jim this morning, and he told them that we would pass the word on next Saturday, the 19th at 2 p.m., over here by the Ford dealership on McCurdy Road. They're having a drug awareness prevention intervention, and a knowledgeable, it was a gentleman, a member of the DEA, is going to be coming, and it's Freedom King Mission CDC. If you have any, it's the 19th at 2 p.m. You got to have the address. I'll put it in the back if anybody has any questions. And we just told them we'd get the word out for them. And I know we had one a few years ago that was more of awareness to things happening. It's a wonderful time. Opens up our eyes. The things going on around that we don't really know, and that devil's try to be active. We're going to be going against him in the name of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the... I missed one. Oh, yeah. You told me that. You told me to write it down. I promise you it's on one of these. Next Sunday evening, the 20th? The 20th at 6 p.m. in lieu of our evening service. We're going to have our service, but it's going to be our Thanksgiving festivity, a dinner. It'll be over in the Curtis Center. Everyone's invited. You would just bring the side dishes, the drinks as they do, and we'll have a great time to worship with the Lord. It will not be during on a Wednesday night service like before. It'll be this coming Sunday night at 20th at 6 p.m. also. Praise God. I'm stumbling through. Praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Yes, Lord. Thank you. Tabitha, and also I want Sister Karen's coming up. Just one more that I left off. Don't forget this Wednesday night, the 16th, is the last time that we can turn in for the shoe boxes, the Christmas that we do each year, the Samaritan's Purse. So we're looking forward to that. Praise God.
Sister Jen asked me if I would sing this song tonight. I was thinking about, you know how you get those little Facebook memories, they pop up? And one popped up, and it's when I had open heart surgery. It was the week of Thanksgiving. And I think about how God just took care of me through all of that. Why should I worry when He's with me? You know, it's like I told Brother Eddie, he keeps telling me, you have to give it to the Lord. Why worry about it? Give it to the Lord. And I'm learning that we're human, we're flesh, and it's hard when things are going on around us. But why should we worry when He's in control of everything? Think about it. Worship with me. Raging high, the waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. He spoke the words, and the winds all stood still. Even the waters obey His will. He calmed their storm just like He will mine. If I just remember, He lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His footsteps in mine and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and tests seem so nigh, I'll call on the Master. I know He'll get there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. Lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He's always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes. just call on His name till every storm passes by. Yes. Hallelujah. I wanted to say something else too. This morning when I came up for prayer, Sister Brenda spoke something to my life. And the lady that was visiting, she just repeated what Sister Brenda had told me. And I know when God takes you to a higher level in Him, the enemy will come and he will attack you. But I'm not going to worry, because I know God has me. And I know what He has for my life. And I just have to step out and trust Him that He's going to take care of me. And God's really been using me lately with my singing, like Sister Brenda said, and the devil isn't happy about it. But I encourage y'all to go and watch the series that I just recorded. It was 12 different TV shows that's coming on WATC TV on Saturdays. And it was such a blessing to me. It encouraged me, because I remember when my chorus teacher told me in high school, "You ain't got what it takes." But you know what? He didn't serve who I did.
That's right.
Because I know in God's eyes, He blessed me with what I have, and yes, I'm going to use it for His glory. Amen.
Just one, two. Y'all know this song, help us sing it. I need all the help I can get. I hadn't sung this song in a long time. But she said, "You're going to do it anyway." And I love her for it. All right, here we go.
Jesus will lead me.
City built for square, I'm so glad I'm going there.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me
all the way.
I can never find my way alone, by myself I'd never get home.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me all the way.
Through the dark shadows, in the golden sunlight,
close to my side,
He promised He forever will stay.
I am so glad,
yes,
He's holding my hand, leading me to that heavenly land.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me all the way.
Down, I'll have me a robe and shining crown.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me
all the way.
Walking with Him brings comfort and bliss.
Heaven will be much sweeter than this.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me all the way.
Through the dark shadows, in the golden sunlight,
close to my side,
He promised He
forever will stay. I am so glad,
yes,
He's holding my hand, leading me to that heavenly land.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me all the way.
Through the dark shadows, in the golden sunlight,
close to my side,
He promised He
forever will stay. I am so glad,
yes,
He's holding my hand, leading me to that heavenly land.
Jesus will lead me,
Jesus will lead me all the way.
Jesus will lead me
all the way.
Well, we'll give the Lord praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody feel good in the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Anybody feel great in the Lord?
Amen.
Anybody feel rotten tonight? Well, waiting on the lead. Hard to find a song. Most of these are sermons. I used to. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Anybody ever had any troubles or trial? News for you. One of these days are going to all be over.
Yes.
Amen. One more river to cross. Well, I've had a lot of troubles and trials in my little life span. When I'm standing alone, the battle gets hot. Just do the best you can. Work across a million valleys, shed a million tears. When it comes to the river of joy, hallelujah, then I have no fear. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Well, there's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. Just another little valley, I got victory when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of new streets. When I see old Jordan, cold and dark is gonna be the last for me. Well, I got a one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving the trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Well, one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Another little valley, got victory when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, have you been there? Gone through a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan, cold and dark, it's gonna be the last for me. Sing it, church. Well, I got one more river, one more mountain climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand. Hold me to his nail-scarred hand.
Amen. Anybody interested in what's in the tote bag tonight? I had all kind of questions and responses about that. Man, but just kind of waiting on the leading of the Lord. Very thankful for His anointing and His blessing. Amen. Wasn't God good to us this morning? My. His Spirit was so thick in this place, and I thank God for that. There's an old-timey song we used to sing, and it's got a lot of verses, and I don't know all the verses, but it goes something like this. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Sing it. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. We're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. We're working on a building. It's a Holy Ghost building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. We're working on a building. We're working on a building. Tell your neighbor, we're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Say it one more time. We're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. One more time. We're working on a building. We're working on a building. We're working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I believe that we are working on a spiritual building for our Lord. Amen. Love Him with all of my heart. God has been so gracious and so good. Just this week has been a time of just spiritual meditation. The Lord spoke to me, the more I just wanted to listen, and I wanted to thank Him for His blessings and for His anointing. Tonight, I just want to obey the Lord as He laid something on my heart this morning as the service was, in some of the highlights of what was happening in this morning. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Ephesians. In the second chapter of the book Ephesians, I want us to lay aside all of our apprehensions tonight, all of our thoughts of wherever we thought this might be going. And I want us to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. I feel that God wants to move in this particular service. I feel it very, very strongly. You might say, well, Brother Eddie, he moved mightily this morning. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Souls were delivered. People were healed. People praying for other folks, and it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But I think God wants to do something expressly for the church if we'll be in one mind, amen, in one spirit, and one accord tonight for the Lord to have His will and His way. In Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning with verse number 19. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Everybody say with me, built together. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. God, for your goodness, for your mercy. God, for your abundant, abundant love and grace. Thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that you, your Holy Spirit, God, would just take charge of this service. God, lead it and guide it and direct it as you see fit. God, not as I see fit or we, but you see fit tonight. God, I humbly ask you, Lord, just to take charge of this service. Move in a mighty way. God, anoint like only you can. God, heal like only you can. God, and deliver tonight if there be any needs whatsoever in this house tonight. And Father, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I just want to reiterate a little bit of the scripture tonight. The scripture mainly points out that no longer are we strangers. Man, writer here is telling the church at Ephesus. Why is that important? Because they were Gentiles. Gentiles were not seen fit to be able to be believers in Christ, or that Christ even loved them. Many of the Gentiles were looked down upon. They were sometimes separated, and certainly many of the disciples thought that they was not worthy of the Spirit of God, let alone the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the Apostle Paul is telling them and letting them know that they're no longer strangers and they're no longer foreigners, but they're fellow citizens in the house of God, built on the same foundation. Amen. Building fitly framed together and built together for a habitation of God. Now, I don't have to remind you, but I will anyway, that there is division in the land today. Probably like I've never seen in my lifetime. There's always been different sides. There's always been divisions. There's always been situations where groups of people did not agree. But I've never seen it like it is in this day and hour that you and I are living in. It's happening in our governments. It's happening in our schools. It's happening in our families. There's division in the workplace. There's division almost anywhere and everywhere we go. We look and we see turmoil. We see strife. We see animosity. We see anger. We see crime. Crime is an all-time high. We've witnessed that and we've seen that. Basically, what has happened, Satan has decided he's going to divide the people. He's going to come in and he's going to sow discord. He's going to come in and he's going to make sides fight against sides. And opportunities there to maybe heal, he comes in and disturbs those and causes even wider or greater division. And I read about in the Bible there were divisions in that time. Even the great wilderness journey that we read about Moses leading the children of Israel, there was division in the camp. Many times, so much so that groups of people rose up against Moses. So there's been division from the very beginning of time, even as we go back to the Garden of Eden. But as much division as there is in the land today, as much turmoil as there is in the land today, I believe that it is more important, in fact, very vital, that that division does not find or creep its way into the body of Christ. There can be no division when it comes to worshiping God. There can be no division when it comes to entering in the household of God and offering up praise and adulation and exaltation to the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the great I Am. We must come in one mind and one accord. We even see the division in the disciples and many times even in the apostles. But always God was able to bring groups together. And tonight, I want us to understand And I'm not talking necessarily about this local assembly. I'm talking about a body of believers that's greater than this local assembly. I'm talking about a body of believers, amen, that have been worshiping God for years and years and years. Those that are sold out. Those that are remarkably on fire for God. But for some reason, we have kind of huddled in the corner. We've kind of remained silent about the things that are happening in the world. When the voice of the church ought to be telling the world that there needs to be no division. There is no division in Christ. In the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul said, you're not foreigners anymore. And you're not strangers. He said, you are fitly framed together. That song, Working on a Building, that's an old-timey song. It's not talking about building a church building per se. It's talking about building up the body of Christ. I don't know about you, but I want to see some miracles. I want to see some healings. I want to see some deliverance. I want to see some people being baptized. I want to see people in the altar who are hungry for a move of God. Let me remind you, the altar is not only for the unsaved. Man, if you haven't found yourself in an altar, whether it's this one or whether it's one at home or whether it's one down in the back 40, I would encourage you to find an altar, a prayer closet somewhere to get in touch with God and begin to pour your heart out to the Lord and begin to lift Him up in praise and honor and glory. As I said all of that, I was so, I guess, amazed and appreciative of what I saw this morning. Sometimes when the Spirit of God is moving and maybe as we're viewing what is happening, and it is amazing. It is amazing to see the power of God. It almost starts off like a small wave. Then it ends up like it did this morning in a tsunami. I mean the pouring and the waving and people standing and their arms are raised, glorifying and praising God. And sometimes when we're in that that form or that frame of mind and we're worshiping and praising God, we don't really see what other people are doing. But this morning I got to confess, as a pastor, I begin to step back just a little bit and I begin to see something that I've longed to see in services, amen, leading up to this morning. And I saw people giving up to God. I saw people worshiping God. I saw people not waiting on the pastor or somebody else to lay hands on them. I saw other people praying for one another. I saw people bringing folks to the altar. I saw people going back in the congregation and loving on folks and praying for folks. And I thought to myself, God, this is what you're talking about. When you say we are built together, we are on one foundation. We are of one mind. And God began to let me no, this morning was only a taste of what He can do when we come together, when we come for the same purpose to glorify and to praise God, regardless of who sings, regardless of who preaches, regardless of who testifies. It is part of the body of Christ. Believers, I saw an expression of love. And this church has always been a loving church, don't get me wrong. This morning it was immaculate. It had nothing to do with the pastor. It had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do about the Spirit of God who looked down upon this service this morning and He didn't see confusion and He didn't see disturbance and He saw people blind focused on a move of God, and God could not help but pour His anointing out and pour His blessing out. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to heal you and I'm going to deliver you and I'm going to save your loved ones because we came in one mind and one spirit. And in one accord. And I said, Lord, we're building on something. Building on something. I want this to reach farther than First Pentecostal. Amen. We got some visitors from another church here tonight. How many knows they're part of the body of Christ?
That's part of us. That's brothers, amen, that we worship with the Lord. And this upcoming fellowship meeting, I know it's about giving donations, but I want to see a mighty move of God. I want to see souls won to Christ. I want to see miracles performed. Hallelujah. I saw faith this morning that maybe supersedes what we've seen in the past. I saw expressions on people's faces as they received from heaven what they've been praying for. Glory to God. I wished I could explain it. I wished that I could convey to you what the Spirit of God was helping me to understand this morning, that no longer do we need to fight one another. No longer do we need to sow discord, but we need to come together in one mind to worship and praise the Lord. And I believe we've only scratched the surface. As I step back, I begin to envision, and I'm not saying it was a vision, I'm just saying I begin to see in my mind. I begin to see a kind of a pathway, a walkway, if you would. And probably some of you have seen these. They have them sometimes at a memorial site. They have them sometimes on a market square. They have them sometimes on a playground or a park of some sort. And it's these bricks that have been put side by side to make a pathway or a walkway. And when you look at those bricks, you begin to see names and dates of people who maybe gave so much money to the park. And because of that, they put an inscription on that brick and they embedded it there as a part. And you see, all of those bricks are united together, making one walkway. And I stood back for just a minute. I know some people were thinking, is he going to pray for me or not? But I was engulfed in what the Lord was showing me. And I wasn't going to do it to start with, but then I stepped forward and I said, tonight I want you to bring a brick. And I want you to understand that we're not worshiping bricks tonight. Come on, we're not going to build a statue. And we're not going to erect any type of thing. We're just going to use that as a symbolic gesture that I am going to commit myself. And as I lay this brick on the altar, I'm going to pray, amen, that God will use me. I'm going to pray that I'll be a servant. I'm going to pray that I'll be dedicated and committed to the work of God, whether it be in this congregation, whether it be where I work, whether it be where I go to school, in my household, in my neighborhood, wherever it is, because I am part of the building of God. Do you understand that you are part of the body of God tonight? The part of the body of Christ, and you are needful in the body. So I said, bring a brick. And I went home and I realized, I told some people, I said, I've got some bricks. You know, and I happened to think that most of those bricks were in use for something. You ever said something and realized maybe I shouldn't have said that? But nevertheless, I promised. And I went and I began to dig out bricks from flower beds, out from under the brace where I had the trash can put, out behind where I had my rain barrel propped up where it would catch the rain off the garage. And I noticed something. Most of those bricks were dirty. Not just a little dust on them. Brother Gabe, they were caked in mud. Stay with me. Been so easy to chuck them things away. Been so easy to say, they ain't worth messing. That thing's just dirty. But I went and got a pair of rubber gloves. Thank God for rubber gloves. And I got a brush. Thank God for a good stiff brush. Thank God that he uses a good stiff brush every once in a while. Ooh, that hurts. But it does me good. That stuff needed to come off. It had gotten caked up over the years. I needed a cleansing. I needed a refreshing. And I got that old stiff brush and I went and got the water hose and I began to take each individual brick and I began to, I didn't get them spotless clean. I didn't have time. But I washed them off the best I could. And you know what? I didn't throw one of them away. Every one of them's right there. Ready for commitment, ready for dedication, ready for faithfulness, and more importantly, ready to be a part of the building of God. Those bricks, I hope that we can leave them here on the altar for just a little while. Because I want somebody to come in and say, what in the world are them bricks doing up there? Those bricks signify every person who was willing to take one out of the tub tonight and bring that brick up here and lay it on the altar and begin to concentrate and consecrate their life unto God. We're not anointing the bricks, okay? That is a symbolic gesture that I'm going to lay this brick. And you know what? I want the bricks to touch one. Give you an example. Pick up two bricks at one time. This is not what we want in the church. This is not what we want on the church. No, they're over there. I'm going to come over here. No. In fact, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if two of you came up at one time and said, you know what? We're going to lay our bricks right together and touch. Amen. And then this brother or sister said, you know what? I'm going to be right there with you. Glory to God. I'm getting excited about a bunch of bricks. Lord have mercy. I told you I was a weird dude. Amen. God worked in mysterious ways, and he sure was worked in a mysterious way when he made me. Hallelujah. I don't want this brick to be left by herself over here all alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I need somebody. I said, I need somebody. Glory to God. Who's going to be the first to make a move? And said, Brother Eddie, I want one of them bricks. I want to lay one of them on the altar. And I want to dedicate my life to God. I want to be used in whatever capacity that God sees fit to use me. And then somebody else, I want them to come up and say, Brother Eddie, I want to be one of those bricks too. I want to be dedicated. We want to be built together. Just like Ephesians said, building up in spirit, building up in truth. They're coming from all over the congregation tonight. Don't wait on your brother. Don't wait on your sister. Glory to God. Lord, I pray tonight, God, oh, that you would send down your anointing, send down your power, God, as we do this, God, symbolically, that we're going to stand together. We're going to stand united. Hallelujah. That's more than placing the brick on the altar. Basically, in essence, what you're doing, you're saying, Lord, I'm laying my life on this altar. This brick just represents that I'm here, God, and I want to be used by you. If you ain't got enough room to get them all over there, that's all right. You lay them wherever you can. You can expand them and go that way as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your name. And when people come in and see those bricks, they're going to say, what are y'all doing? Are you going to brick the altar? You're going to say, no, that is placed up there by faith. Amen. And I'm committing my life to Christ. And whatever, praise God, the children are coming. Praise God, they're one by one by one. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, as you've laid your bricks, this is going to take some doing. Amen, but you're going to have to get close to one another. If you can find your brick on the altar, I want you to touch it in some way. If you can't, this is going to mean we're going to get right together. Glory to God, I've got to better get a brick before they leave. All are gone. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. You are part of the body of Christ. Satan can't take you away. Satan can't come against you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God, we are fitly built together. I'm leaning on my brother. I'm leaning on my sister. I want them to lean on me. We're going to stand as one, united. Amen. We're going to be one in the body of Christ. We're going to be on fire. We're going to see revival. We're going to see souls won in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I anoint my life. God, I commit my life to your service. God, I want to lift my brothers and my sisters up. God, when I see them down, God, I want to encourage them. I want to pray for them. I want everybody in this church house to know, and in the body to know, that I love them. I'd lay down my life for them as you lay down your life for us. God, bring unity in the church. And when unity comes in the church, there will be power. There will be healing. There will be anointing tonight. Oh, and revival's not far behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we stand united tonight. Glory to God. Lord, if I see my brother in a need, I want to reach out to him. God, if I see a sister, Lord, who's down and out, Lord, I don't want to wait on just somebody to encourage them. I want to do it. God, I want to love them and I want to lift them up. Lord, as these bricks lay here tonight, united, touching one another, let our lives touch one another. In special ways, let us reach out to one another. Let us glorify you. Let us praise you. Let us exalt your holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, move. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. God, we do this not for show. God, we do this as an example that we're going to stand together, arm in arm, hand in hand, side by side. God, to face the battles together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Dear Jesus. Who laid that brick down and said, not openly but in your heart, Lord, I don't want to stand alone. I feel like I am sometimes, but I don't want to stand alone. I'm going to do what the pastor said. I'm going to lay that brick up there, but somehow I don't feel a part. I don't feel like I really belong. Satan's trying to tell you that. But I want whoever laid that brick, I want you to look at all the bricks around you, up against you, side by side. Yes, you do belong. Yes, you are part of the body. Yes, hallelujah. Christ loves you just as much as he does anybody. Glory to God. If that brick was you, I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, I am not alone. I am not alone. I'm part of the body of Christ. Ooh, Satan don't like this. I said, Satan don't like this. He doesn't like unity. He doesn't like the church to come together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the person who laid the brick down with a terrible need in your knife right now. Hallelujah. You see, when we come together and we're in the same mind and in the same spirit, God speaks. God's speaking. Right now, somebody has a gigantic need. You say, Brother Eddie, that's pretty generic. No, this need's not an ordinary need. This is not a simple need that we're going to get through. This is a gigantic need. Hallelujah. The one that laid that brick down there. And you would feel that you are a part of this body. You're glad to be in the body of Christ. But this need you've tried to handle yourself. And I want you to know, if that applies to you, I want you to look at the bricks. Amen. They're not single bricks anymore. They're joined together. There's a pathway. There's a walkway. There's a unity there. Would you come forward right now and let us pray for you? No, it's not impossible. Yes, I know it's been a while. But God wants you to know right now that He's going to meet and supply that need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Aaron stood on one side, her stood on the other side, and lifted Moses' arms, and the Bible was blown. Lord, if it made me choose. Believers, God's about to do that. God's going to the heaven. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. God is one. We come as a body, not as several. We come in one mind and one accord, and we are going to sing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the supplier of every need, and we band together right now, Lord. God, for the praising and glorifying of this need that you're going to be upon you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said, I will supply your need. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, God knows all about it. Lord, Sister Jennifer, agree with me right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. By faith, I receive it. Glory to God. I praise you. And I hold you right now. In the name of Jesus, I exalt you, Lord.
Thank you. the Lord.
God is re-anointing our brothers. It's part of our bodies. God, and I pray that, Lord, you meet every need. God, you will exceed his expectations. God, you will give this very night, God, to bless him, to anoint him, to deliver him. God, succeed in each and every need that he has in his heart. God, use him as you've never done before. God, please him, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen him. Bless him. Use this.
Yes.
Praise your holy name, Father God. Praise your holy name for yes. You are the way maker, Father God.
Yes, you are
the way maker, yes, you are the God. You can do what nobody else can, Father. Hallelujah. Yes.
God is reanointing. Thank you.
There's really no way to stop. There's no way to keep doing anything. So we need to continue this as we prepare to go home, as we prepare to dismiss for each and every service. Think about the preparation it took for this service, of just gathering the bricks to bring for this service. What about our preparation each and every time we come to the house of the Lord? There we pray, we prepare for service, pray for Sunday school, pray for each and every activity. It's a busy time, but we love each and every one of you. Praise God. Do you know the prayer? We'll continue to pray for, yes, for Jose and Gina. I know when they were here the other Sunday, they both kind of told me they've been struggling. And I know they have so much. And there's so many prayers. But we know God is bigger than anything that we can throw at Him. Praise God. Our hearts and minds clear. Love each and every one of you. Thank you again. Be here Wednesday night for service. Don't forget, I'm going to continue to remind you all about Sunday school too. We'd love to have you all come to Sunday school. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, the Lord, we love you. And the Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. The Lord, you've given us, the Lord, your word tonight, the Lord, and you've come to us, the Lord, and you let us feel your Holy Spirit. Lord, for this whole day we thank you for, but each and every day, dear Lord, for your love for us and that salvational spirit. Lord, we just praise you, dear Lord, as we prepare to depart. We ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, for those who are watching online. May they just feel the same passion and love that only you can provide, dear Lord. We thank you for these healings and for these prayers of your protection upon each and every one of us, dear Lord. We just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Have a wonderful... All righty.